Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our healing day of prayer, and we invite you to join us, to call in, and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, here in the studio, along with Dr. Anton Raimondo, who's calling in remotely. Anton, can you hear me?
Hi, Mike. Yes, I sure can.
Boy, you're coming in loud and clear.
Happy First Friday to you.
Happy First Friday to you. We were not together last month. Anton was occupied with another nice ministry thing he was doing. So we're on today, and really looking forward to our time together. Let us start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, Amen. We praise you and thank you for being our Lord and God. Lord, we pray that you may send down your most Holy Spirit upon Anton and myself and all of our listeners and all of our engineers and Mary and Maureen as they're answering the phone. Lord Jesus, we pray that we may be open to your promptings for this first day of the month, this healing day of prayer. We pray, Lord Jesus, in your name, Jesus, you bind and cast away Satan and any evil spirits who are trying to cause division or obstruction in this the radio waves or whatever it might be, so that of ourselves, our listeners may be free and clear and open to your most Holy Spirit and to allow your healing, love, and mercy to touch each of us. We praise you and thank you in advance. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Anton, I thought with our listeners, we usually always start with a reading, and I would like to read the gospel for this Sunday's upcoming Mass. So it's a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler, who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Anton, I know you were just on the radio yesterday about this, but today's a different day, different promptings. Anything come to you in particular about this reading stand out?
Thank you. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of to unpack in here, and as far as the last part where you read, they had opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What comes to me there, which I didn't speak about yesterday, is, you know, these three kings or magi, you know, tradition holds that their names are Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. And they supposedly, you know, were also astronomers. And they were also involved with different kinds of occupations. And what they offered was part of their occupation. So what I'm trying to tie in here is that when we go to God, whether, you know, it's for Mass or like in Christmas when you give gifts to others, these three kings, these magi, were giving their treasures. And so, you know, it may seem weird that, you know, some that they're giving, you know, myrrh, which is, you know, which is something used for burial. But if you remember, Jesus, when he was on the cross, he was offered myrrh. And myrrh was, it had like morphine-like properties. And Jesus refused to actually take such narcotic-like substances while he was crucified. And yet here we have the three kings, at least one of them, I don't know which one gave him that, decided to give that myrrh. It was considered really expensive, but it was also used in their occupation when they would do certain chants or spells, okay? And so they also would burn frankincense, and they would use that to, you know, write. And so essentially what at least two of them were giving, you know, the magi, they were given, like, their best parts of their occupation to this king of the Jews. They knew he was the Christ. And what's so amazing was these are Gentiles, and yet they were given the privilege to see the Christ child. And of course they gave gold because Jesus is the King of Kings and he's the King of the Jews, and so they wanted to offer that to him. The other thing that I just wanted to bring up is this gold. Some people think, oh, then the Holy Family must be pretty rich, you know, that they received this gold from the kings. From private revelation, I think it's from Anne Catherine Emmerich, this gold was given as an offering at the presentation, meaning February 2nd, you know, the presentation of our Lord in the temple. And so, which in some traditions, like, you know, the Catholic Church and in the East would celebrate Christmas all the way to February 2nd. So, you know, we are essentially still in Christmas. And so that's why it's still apt that we have this, is the three kings. And, you know, that's the other part was that when they saw this star, science and astronomy was able to find out that there was a conjunction of three planets coming close together, which made it so bright and pure like a star. And from what I remember, that it could be, you know, pinpointed to occur around 4 BC. And that's actually what they assume is actually the real day when Jesus was born, December 25th, 3 or 4 BC. And so our calendar's off by about 3 or 4 years.
Wow. That's
yeah.
Once again, I'm impressed by this knowledge of what you always pass on to myself and to our listeners. Thank you, Anton.
There's one other thing, though, too. What's interesting is about how this came through a dream to them. So, you know, some people are so busy and that they aren't really listening or paying attention because they're busy with their work and their life, that the Lord God allows, you know, us to receive messages like St. Joseph. And here we have Gentiles receiving the message, you know, from God through an angel about what to do. And it was a good thing they followed that, and they realized it just wasn't a dream. It was, you know, a real message that they took to heart and followed. And it saved their lives as well, because probably, who knows what King Herod was going to do when they would come back.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And I forgot to mention to our listeners that today is the day. Really, we encourage you to call in for any prayer intercessions. You call in any comments you want to have, but particularly it's really the People's Day of Prayer and Healing. And the phone number is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. This is the first day we're doing also Facebook Live, and it's the Innocine Catholic, Innocine Network Catholic Radio, something like that. But I'm kind of attuned to that. But the phone numbers are 610-527-2906 or toll-free 888-343-2484. You know, Anton, what something that came to me, and it was really written, that the Magi were really the first Gentiles that worshiped Jesus that saw him as God. And that's kind of fascinating. I never thought it like that. You'd imagine they're certainly not that, but they were the first Gentiles. And in this week's second reading, Paul certainly talks about how the church opened up certainly to the Gentiles, and at that time it was unheard of. So we really, and also the Magi listened to dreams, as you said. They listened to the Lord, and they went another way on their way back and did not report back to King Herod, which was so important in the life of Jesus and all like that.
So yeah. We really, and also, what's noted too, just you know, how to contrast the Gentiles, you know, these three kings were given this honor and privilege, who are Gentiles. You know, they believed in Zoroastrianism, and so you know, this is where they would do these different kinds of chants and all. But to contrast these three Gentiles, look at the shepherds. You know, who were also told by the angels, right? When they sang Gloria, when the angels said Gloria and announced, you know, that to the shepherds. And so they were the Gentiles, excuse me, the Jews, who were noted, who contrasted against the Gentiles, and they got to also visit our Lord and Savior, you know. So it was pretty cool to have, you know, both sides of it. The Jews and Gentiles are both called.
Amen to that. And it's a great ending of the Christmas season, this this upcoming week.
Yeah, and that's part of it, you know, for the Catholic Church. You know, we see that, you know, it ends with an octave, you know, meaning January 1st on Mary, Mother of God. But also there's also the tradition, you know, like 12 days of Christmas. And then also that it ends on, you know, here, Epiphany or the baptism of our Lord, which, you know, right after that. I do also want to mention, you know, since this is, you know, a healing day of prayer, that the use of holy water on Epiphany, you know, is a day where there's many places around the United States or the world where they have special blessings on holy water. It's called Epiphany, Epiphany water, where it's triple blessed. In other words, it's exercised, it's blessed with the water is blessed, and the holy salt is blessed, and it's all mixed together and then, you know, done a third time. And wow. So this is very powerful holy water that's different from just the regular holy water that we use, you know, when we come into the narthex inside, you know, the church. But that can, you can get these at different places that, you know, do the prayers on Epiphany. And it's a good idea for people, you know, if they're you know, sick, to use this Epiphany water. I actually drink it because, you know, it's clean. So when we get it blessed, you know, it just has a little tiny bit of salt in it and it's clean water. And, you know, I try to get, you know, some benefit from that too. So you can get some from the parishes that do these blessings on water and get it to be Epiphany water.
Well, that's something new. Didn't hear about that. Well, we have a couple folks who have emailed in prayer requests and someone had called in one, and I want to repeat to our listeners that today is that healing day of prayer, that first Friday of the month, honoring the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And the first one of the first, we have actually two folks we can fit into one. They have the same problem. Jason has pneumonia, and also for Donna, who has pneumonia. So if we put some prayers for Jason and Donna. So Anton, if you want to lead these for these prayer requests.
Sure. Well, I just give a little bit of background here before we pray specifically for, you know, Jason and Donna. Well, thank you, Jason and Donna, first for calling, for leaving, you know, your prayer request. But also at the same time, when people have pneumonia, this is where we have to understand the word from, it's Greek, where we get pneuma, and that means, you know, breath. And this is a special word because God the Father gave breath, you know, when he breathed on the clay, right, and made Adam. And also on Easter Sunday, when he his first act was to breathe new life, Jesus breathed new life into the apostles. And so what I want to dedicate this prayer to is the Lord, the giver of life, that our God who gives us breath. And so we ask the Holy Spirit specifically to come down and help Jason and Donna in their fight with pneumonia so they can be healed. Dear Holy Spirit, we ask you to come down and send your breath of healing power. You are the Lord, the giver of life, and we ask you to let Jason and Donna both individually and particularly be able to experience your presence in your healing power, if that be your will. We ask you to help them recover very soon and not to have any kind of bad lasting effects, and that they will be able to live a long and healthy life. And this we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. And if I could add to that prayer, Lord, we pray for Anton, too, who has lung problems, and he's on oxygen, and lucky it certainly works well enough that he can take the time to be on the phone with us, on the line with us, and be a prayer warrior for the InnoSign Network. So, Lord Jesus, we pray that for continued healing for Anton and any of our listeners who have respiratory problems. Lord, we pray in your name, Jesus, that you can grant this prayer today, and there will be healing. Whatever it might be, we hope for physical healing, but it could be mental healing or emotional healing for all these folks with the respiratory problems, and also particularly for one of my fellow partner, prayer warrior, Anton. We pray for him. He usually doesn't ask for prayers, but today was the day the Lord wanted to give you a special one, too, on the air. So, amen to that.
Thank you.
Amen to that.
Thank you. You know, I found another prayer, actually, for not only for Jason and Donna, but other people who have respiratory problems. And this is from one of my favorite saints. This is Saint Therese. And so if I can just read this and share this. Lord Jesus, through the intercession of Saint Therese and Our Lady of Victory, please relieve us of the symptoms of these lung ailments, which we ask for Jason and Donna and all those loyal listeners and new listeners. Help heal them from these lung ailments, the congestion, the discomfort, the coughing, and the struggling to breathe, and bring them to healing so that they can return to their normal lives and rest quietly in your arms to live in the glorious peace of your kingdom, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Anton, we have another person to call in prayers for Kathy, that she's cured of, I can't read exactly what this is, that we'll pray for Kathy that you have a healing of whatever it is that she called in for, and unfortunately I can't read the writing exactly what it was, but and she's going to be going to back to work on Wednesday, so we pray, we'll say a prayer for Kathy. How's that?
Okay, yes. Well, let's invoke the help of Saint Joseph, the worker, because we know that she's going to go back to work, and anyone that's going back to work, especially if they're stressed or they're anxious, or it's their first time in a job, or they're just recovering from whatever illness, mm-hmm. and they go back to work, you know, there's that anticipation and the stress. And so let us ask Saint Joseph right now for his help for Kathy. Dear Saint Joseph, we ask you to intercede for us to our Lord Jesus Christ, since you are the saint of workers. And we ask you to help Kathy in her return to work all the anticipation and the stress that may be occurring in her heart and her mind. Let her get some rest this weekend, and also to be having a sense of fulfillment in starting or going back to work and being able to dedicate her vocation, her job, to the Lord. Just like you, St. Joseph, how you taught our Lord, but also you dedicated your craft, your work, your occupation to the Lord. And I also wanted to invoke the help of another saint, St. Jose Maria Escrivá, who founded Opus Dei, which means the work of God. Hmm. And so we ask St. Jose Maria Escrivá to please help Kathy also to see how her work can be giving glory to God by honoring God with everything that she does in her work. And this we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. We also have, for our listeners, we have, certainly the phone lines are open. The number is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906 for the People's Day of Prayer. We also had that's funny. I got another note from Mary. I still can't read it. Scabes, whatever. If I'm I don't know what that word is, but we'll come back to that one. But we have prayer requests from Bernadette, who's asking for prayers for Jane Payne for a procedure. And we're not sure what procedure, but I know many of your listeners, you're scheduled, especially January, for a lot of procedures. And schedule surgery because you want to have it after the Christmas holidays and everything. And this January time is a time which just seems like it's a very busy time. So along with Jane, Anton, if we could add to it all of our listeners who have procedures coming up, and you know, the anticipation or worry, that it's easy to say, I'll put this all in prayer and I will, you know, be at peace about it. But our humanness allows us, gets us a little too worried, more than we should be, and we need to know we're in God's hands. So perhaps we can say prayers for these people, certainly for Jane, who's got a procedure, but also any of our listeners. All right, Anton?
Amen, yes. I wanted to just give a prelude to the before we do the prayer, in that if we look at the Old Testament, when Adam was created, and how from Adam Eve was created, when God took the rib from Adam. And so if you look at that, God was the first surgeon. He was able to he was an anesthesiologist too. He put him Adam to sleep, and then he was so good he was able to take out the rib, and from that rib was able to create Eve. And so we can ask God, the creator of the universe and creator of our first parents, you know, for help, because he was the first surgeon, in fact, the first cardiothoracic surgeon as well. And a thought is that, this is just an aside, you know, he's so good that you don't even see if people of Adam and Eve had any belly buttons, actually. So anyway, so let's just move on as far as the prayer. We ask you, God, and the Holy Trinity to please help Jane and all those who have surgical procedures coming up. And we ask you because, Jesus, we know you are also the divine healer and the comforter and the source of strength. So we come to you this day seeking the gift of healing for Jane and all those who are having procedures coming up. And we ask you to help them as the day of their surgery or procedure approaches. Help them to continue to embrace you with peace, and that they would have peace of mind and not worry that during this time of surgery and their recovery. And bless the surgeons and the medical staff and all that will care for Jane and those who are listening and anticipating surgery. And touch their hands, touch the surgeon's hands with skill, and touch their mind with wisdom so that they may be instruments of your healing, dear Lord, and may the prayer of those around Jane and those who are going to get surgery be a source of life for them, and may they know your presence, that you are surrounding them. So please heal Jane and all those who are listening, and so that they may be fully recover and return to their daily life with renewal and zeal. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Anton. That's certainly a prayer that covers a lot. And that's just what, for our listeners, this really day of prayer is. It's really Jesus who wishes to heal us. And many times we need to be like the blind man who said, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. And he asked him, what do you want? And he said, I want to see. And sometimes we're so caught in our different ailments or different whatever it might be that we forget to ask for help to Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And it seems so simple, but when we're in the heat of the battle of pain, depression, anxiety, we're hurting from the different things, listeners. This is what Jesus came for. He came to be the God of love and mercy and healing. And what a great gift this hour is in this radio ministry, is the Innocine radio ministry, to allow his healing prayer working through us to permeate the airwaves and go all out. So it's now 5:30. We're going to take a brief commercial break and we'll be right back.
This is Dr. Carol Houghton of the Diocese of Harrisburg. I have been blessed in many ways by Kathleen McCarthy's retreats, days of reflection, preaching, and teaching, especially on In His Sign Catholic Radio. When Kathleen teaches from the scripture and shares with us her personal stories, I am deeply touched and inspired. It is as if God is speaking directly from her heart to my heart. And when Kathleen reads from her books, In the Silence of My Heart, she shares with us what God has spoken to her, an intimate message of unconditional love and mercy. God has blessed Kathleen with many gifts, which she readily shares with others by doing every day what the Lord has asked of her. And by the example of her yes to God, we too are encouraged to give our yes to God. For Kathleen's daily and public witness to the gospel, I will be forever grateful. For it is by this example that she challenges me to become a better disciple of the Lord.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus, where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road?" As we travel along the road together in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese, we thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. It would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm Mike Altschuler, along with Dr. Anton Raimondi. He's calling remotely in, and we're in our first official time. We've tried this Facebook Live, so I'm trying to multitask, and the technical world is coming to InnoSign Network, and it's all good for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and how blessed we are. The phone number is... for call-in, there's a People's Day of Prayer, is 610-527-2906. And we have had a call, Anton, right during the commercial break, somebody called anonymously for prayers for depression. So, you know, it was kind of prompting me a little bit that last time when I was praying that, you know, for there's so many people need different kind of prayers. So particularly, let's... if we offer up a prayer for any of our listeners with depression or anxiety or any type of mental kind of thing.
Sure, yes. I wanted to introduce two things here to pray for Anonymous as far as with depression, that there are different prayers that, you know, I've come across, and one that has been, you know, in particularly very strong, is to call upon the Sacred Heart of Jesus, his precious blood, excuse me. And so I'm going to say that 10 times to 12 words, but I'm just going to say it 10 times for Anonymous, who's asking for help for depression. And then I'm going to ask help for St. John Neumann, because, you know, this was our bishop of Philadelphia, and today is his feast day. And so we're asking for him. And then after that, I'd like to share a couple of miracle stories, if there's time, about people who were healed from St. John Neumann. Is that okay, Mike?
Sure, sure.
All right. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask your intercession for healing for Anonymous and all those who who are listening here, or who may know somebody who is suffering from depression. And so we appeal to your most precious blood. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Please help Anonymous, Anonymous will be able to be healed from any depression. And we ask also this day for St. John Neumann, for his intercession, for those who are suffering from any kind of mental illness, especially depression. Oh, St. John Neumann, your ardent desire of bringing all souls to Christ impelled you to leave your home country. Teach us to live worthily in the spirit of our baptism, which makes us all children of the one Heavenly Father and brothers of Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the family of God. Obtain for us the complete dedication, the service of the needy, the weak, the afflicted, the abandoned, whatever characterizes our life. Help us all to walk perseveringly in the difficult times and the painful parts of our body. Strengthen our body. Help us be redeemed. Help us by our Redeemer because of his body and blood. We pray through your intercession. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Anton. And, you know, for listeners, we'll come back later with some of the miracles St. John Neumann had. But I wanted to speak particularly to our listeners. There's a picture here, and now we have Facebook, and I want to hold it up to the camera, and it's of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I would like each of the listeners, as I say a prayer, to really look at this, because this was I had a vision probably a couple years ago, and it was the same look. And I just want the listeners, and I'll just say a prayer for as it comes to me about what it is for our listeners to heal. And in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you. We ask through the intercession of your Sacred Heart that you could touch each of our listeners. We pray, Lord, that each of our listeners can visualize you with your deep blue eyes, just looking into the soul of each of us, just looking in with that deep love and compassion you have for us. Lord, so many of our listeners don't feel they're worthy of your love. They don't feel they're prayerful enough. They feel too sinful. Lord, we pray that you can break that bondage that's holding them back. That's holding them back from that deep love for you. And you'll permeate their soul. We pray for your listeners, if you just close your eyes now and visualize this handsome Jesus just looking deeply into your very soul, and this blue eyes permeating you with this deep love and compassion. And that's what he wanted to be created for the healing. And this wonderful day of healing really is a blessing for each of you. So, Lord, we pray each of our listeners can be open to your promptings, be open to your rays of love and mercy, touching each of their heart and healing them in the special way, whether it's depression, whether it's anxiety, whether it's a physical healing, whatever it might be, whether it's a prayers for a job, whether it's hopelessness, that you don't see a way out of your current illness or the unemployment or whatever it might be. Lord Jesus, we pray that our listeners, and I pray for your listeners, to visualize those deep eyes of Jesus looking in your soul, asking you, what do you want? And I'm going to give about 15 seconds of quietness for the listeners to answer that question to Jesus, to yourself, to say, what is it you want to be healed of? And I'll begin those 15 seconds now. What is it that you want to be healed of from Jesus? Amen. So I thank each of your listeners for doing that. And I know, I just been prompted, many of you never considered what is it you want to be healed for, and it would have come to you at that time in those that quiet moment. And that's really how the Holy Spirit of Jesus works, because he's love, and he's using Anton and myself as vessels just to reach out and touch you. But it is Jesus who is the healer and loves us. Amen. What do you think, Anton?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're just blessed that you brought that up there, and especially sharing your vision there. So thank you.
With that, so we have about 20 minutes to go. The phone numbers to call in for any prayers, we pray that you'll have that holy boldness to call, is 610-527-2906 or 610-527-2906. And Anton, do you want to, while we're waiting for some calls, how about if you do tell about some of the miracles of our Saint John Neumann, whose feast day is today?
Yes. So there are three different miracles that were approved by the Vatican, and this is the three miracles that they used to canonize Bishop Neumann to be saint. And two of the people were from Pennsylvania, one from Villanova, and one from West Philadelphia, and the third one was from Milan, Italy. Hmm. So I'll read the one from West Philadelphia. His name, actually, they listed here, his name is Michael Flanagan, and he was a six-year-old boy from West Philadelphia, and he was going under treatment for osteomyelitis. That's like a bone inflammation. And this was back in, 1963. And he was also discovered to have Ewing sarcoma, and that's a bone cancer. Mm-hmm. That's lethal. And doctors gave this little six-year-old Michael only 6 months to live. And the cancer is virtually incurable, especially back that time, 1963. And it spread, beyond where it was in the bone, and to the point, it was in his tibia, to his jaws and his lung. So his tibia, that's, like your leg bone. And so, and your leg bone, your thigh bone, but then it's just spread all over from his jaws to his lungs. Leg bone to the jaws and lungs. Then the doctors notified Michael's parents that there's no chance of him recovering from this disease. And so the parents, Mr. and Mrs. John Flanagan, they decided to take Michael to the shrine, Bishop Neumann Shrine at St. Peter's Church on 5th and Girard Avenue. And after several visits to the shrine, Michael began to make a dramatic recovery. There were no signs of cancer found in his jaw and his lungs in October 1963. So they found the cancer in July, and here in October it was gone. Wow. By Christmas, Michael was supposed to be dead or close to death, and all signs of Ewing sarcoma had vanished.
Wow.
In December 1975, they did a final examination of Michael's records, and the medical board of the Vatican, which makes the cause for saints, declared that Michael Flanagan's cure was, quote unquote, scientifically and medically unexplainable. And they attributed to the intercession of Bishop Neumann.
Wow.
And so this paved the way for our Philadelphia bishop to be a saint. So that was one of them. So you need two, from what I understand, to be canonized. And here I have three that was listed, and I can read the other one if you
sure,
have
time.
Sure,
how about one more would be good, sure.
All right. Well, great. So this other one here, this is about Kent Lanahan Jr. of Villanova, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And he was a music teacher and a band leader. And what happened back in 1949, July 8th, he was in an automobile accident. He was crushed. It gets kind of gruesome here, their own description. But he was crushed between a car and a utility pole, and he was hurled to the ground. He was rushed to the hospital. His skull was crushed. His eye came out of his socket, and it was just hanging. And he was bleeding from his ears, his nose, his mouth. And then So he was, you know, hanging between life and death. He had fractured ribs and there was a hole in his lung. And, you know, this all seemed hopeless. And then he had a high fever of 107 and his pulse was 160. So they're thinking, no, there's no way that he can recover. So the parents had got a portion of the cassock of Bishop Neumann and they brought it to the hospital and put it on their dying son. And within a few hours, his temperature dropped from 107 to 100 degrees. It's back in 1949, okay? His pulse got to be normal. And then the entire hospital building was buzzing with the news of Kent's recovery. In a few days, all his injuries were getting healed. 5 weeks after in the accident, he was walking without any need of crutches or canes, nothing, unaided. And within a couple of weeks, he was out mowing the lawn and playing trumpet and lifting weights, you know. So, you know, thanks be to God for the intercession of our Philadelphia bishop, Neumann, John Neumann.
Wow, that's quite a thing. And Villanova's really right where the radio station is. It's it's got a Rosemont address, but I drive right past the Villanova campus on the way here. So that really is quite that brings it right to home when you think of that. And I think for the listeners, somehow we think these miracles can just happen to other people. They can't happen to us. And that's really what faith is about, is to believe in the unbelievable, to have hope and don't give up that hope and know that God's always with you. He's with you in any of your mental, physical, or emotional problems that you might have. And each of us, through our lives, I've never known anybody yet that's been perfectly, had perfect physical, emotional, or spiritual health their entire life. And there are, God bless them, but all of us are going to have different crosses to bear in our life, different ailments, different that. And when we believe that we're not alone, that we have a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we have a Mother Mary we can intercede to, we have a guardian angel we can pray for our protection, we have a Heavenly Father who simply loves us, and the Holy Spirit who just wants to shower his gifts of love and mercy to each of us, it gives us hope, and that's what our faith is about, hope, because our journey on earth is just finite. It's a certain time period, and we want to be as healthy as we can be on this time on earth, but really the most important time is our time in eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which He came to be with us for. And I think that gives the greatest hope in our world, doesn't it, Anton, that, you know, everything doesn't end here, but we have a Lord and God that loves us, and He gives us all these wonderful gifts of reconciliation, of the Eucharist, of Holy Scripture, readings, His Word to read. And I'm just kind of going off a little bit on a very optimistic, positive thing, but I think sometimes we need to proclaim this, the goodness that's there and the hope, and it's just the faith in Christ has for us.
Yes, that's great. You know, I was just thinking here about with different people who might be listening, you know, a common illness is about arthritis, you know, and I was wondering if I could lead a prayer for any of those people who are suffering from arthritis.
Absolutely.
All right. And I want to invoke the intercession of St. Alphonsus de Liguori, and just a prelude to him, why we ask his help. He was known having really severe arthritis, where in his neck that it would be bent so much so that his chin would touch his sternum, you know, his chest,
right,
to the point there would be like sores on there. And when he tried to celebrate Mass, he to, you know, raise the chalice, he couldn't do so that very well you know? And so he needed a straw, from what I understand, to drink the blood of Christ. And so when he would, you know, when he's done with Mass and he would walk and he'd go in the town, his neck was bent so far over that when he walked away from people, they couldn't see his head because he was bent so, you know, acutely from on his neck. So they thought he was the headless priest, was one of the nicknames or how he was addressed. And yet he was very prolific. He produced a lot of books. And he dictated that. And so let's ask St. Alphonsus, patron of those suffering from arthritis, to help all those listeners or those who also know who are suffering from arthritis for his help. St. Alphonsus, please help all those listeners who are suffering as you did from arthritis. Help them during their lifetime. Help them understand that, that during their pain that they can be consoled through your compassion and through your intercession with God. May they receive comfort and relief from this chronic pain. St. Alphonsus, pray for them. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. And I pray for the listeners, and you certainly know who you are who have arthritis, and it's really a quite a cross to bear. So we pray for that Anton's intercessory prayers. And through St. Alphonsus, you will have healing and release of some of the pain that you're in. Also, there's another thing, Anton, that has come to my mind while we're talking and in prayer, is we've just gone through the holiday period, and for many, it's a time of sadness if they've had a spouse or a child or a relative pass away during this time, and sometimes there's just a real heaviness about them when they're seeing all the joy and the celebrations of the Christmas season about them, and they're going through this. And perhaps I would just have a suggestion that something came to me probably in the last year, that one of the prayers of the decades, when I'm a part of one of the decades, I'm praying for souls in purgatory, but I've really started the prayer to expand. We pray for any of my ancestors and my wife's ancestors that are in purgatory, that they'll be released into heaven. And then praying for those souls in purgatory that have no one to pray for them, and the souls that are in purgatory since the beginning of time. Now, one can say, that's too much. That's too big. How can you pray for something that big? Do you know how many people, are, since the beginning of time, are just praying for your own ancestors or your wife's ancestors? But God has no limits. He has no bounty of his love. And the point is, if anything, maybe I could prompt some of your listeners to add that to your prayers, and particularly the ones that are really kind of down about having spouses or relatives that have deceased over the Christmas season. It really gets you down. Add that positively, because you are here and you are a child of God, and you have the ability. God's given us a free will to pray and intercede. And you know, certainly it's a good habit to get into a rosary, saying the rosary every day. And there's the different mysteries, and I try to add an attention for each of the mysteries, a specific type of things. And this thing occurred to me, and perhaps some of our listeners, you can add that to your daily decades or those who are going through a period of sadness, this holiday period. Pray for any of your ancestors in purgatory. All people from history could do it, because God really knows no bounty. And I think, I don't know for sure, Anton, you see what you think, but I think he really is pleased when we're saying prayers that are bigger than us, that it's impossible, but that Holy Spirit allows us to not be confined with who we pray for. And who's to say we can't pray for just one person or billions of people that are in purgatory that might be released? And one day, I fully believe, for those we're saying those prayers, and our prayers, we'll meet them in heaven one day. And they'll say, yep. You know, thank you for your prayers. And at the time, we can kind of think, you know, I don't know if God really hears this, or this is too much to ask for. So it's just the thought. How do you want to add to that, Anton?
Well, I think, Mike, you're being inspired right now. Why don't you just say a few words in prayer for all those?
Amen.
Just give them an example, please.
Amen to that. We have 3 minutes of this prayer. We might go on for a while. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for this radio ministry, this InnoSign radio ministry led by Kathleen MacArthur. We pray, Lord, this is a vessel that we can be inspired by your Spirit, and we can be a voice to go out over the airwaves or over the computer now, and we can touch each of our listeners. And Lord, I pray for all of our listeners to, if this prayer inspires you, add it to your daily prayers. Pray for all those souls in purgatory, if any of your ancestors, your spouse's ancestors, or even bigger, any souls in purgatory since the beginning of time. Pray that one of them can be released today. And maybe there'll be millions released today. But the point is, you've given us the power through your Holy Spirit and the free will to offer these prayers up to you. We believe, Lord Jesus, you're our Lord and Savior. We believe that in the Trinity, we believe Heavenly Father, you can do anything. You created this earth. You can create this miracle of allowing these souls who will be in heaven one day to get accentuated and to do that. And we always like to pray, Lord, we pray for those souls who have no one to pray for them. That's really the greatest gift we can offer, and it doesn't cost anything, but it costs us the time to do that, and it gives us it lifts our spirit up when we know we're trying to help others who really can't help themselves. So, Lord, we praise you and thank you for this. And we also want to thank the souls in purgatory that I'm sure can be aware of this prayer I'm doing now. We thank you for your prayers for us, because we know through other mystics that you can pray for others on earth here, but you can't pray for yourselves. So we're praying for you right now, and we thank you for your prayers for all of us. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we have about 30 seconds to finish this. And once again, Anton, it's always it goes really fast when we're all together, doesn't it?
It is. Yeah, it goes really quick. So, yeah, thank you for having me on the show, and, you know, for all the callers who called in, and for you sharing that prayer about, you know, praying for the souls of purgatory. We know the church does that officially, right, on All Souls Day. So mm-hmm. what you mentioned is, again, promulgated by the church, especially on All Souls Day. So we can pray for all the souls. It doesn't have to be just that day. So
amen to that. We can do it every day and keep the faith in. Yeah. We will speak with each of you together the first Friday of February. God bless you all, and thank you, Anton.
Amen.